Kempire is brought to you by...
Mother's Day is right around the corner. Have you gotten your mother something? Well, let me tell you, you can order something right now from Rose Forever, and it will still be as beautiful and smell as beautiful just in time for Mother's Day. And they guarantee at least a year you will have these beautiful flowers. As you know, we've collaborated with Rose Forever for quite so many seasons. We know we just were doing it for Valentine's Day, but Mother's Day and spring. Who doesn't love beautiful flowers, flowers that will last a lot longer and are affordable? Head on over to the description for our discount code Kempire40 for $40 off, plus the discount code Kempire for free worldwide shipping. Head on over to the description to get your Rose Forever flowers today. They have a bunch of new stuff as well.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
I can't believe I'm even saying this, but part two of the Love & Marriage DC reunion was everything. And I didn't know that I would feel this way, but you know, I'm honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you. If you didn't watch it, it might be worth watching. At the beginning, maybe not so much, but when we got into winter segment, and you know how I felt about winter. If you've been watching our Love & Marriage DC recaps in season one, I've sort of had this on again, off again feelings when it comes to winter and what she brings to the show. I have to say, in the last season, I was like, okay, I'm warming up to winter. I kind of like winter. In a way, I always tell you, there's she's got a little bit of a tick. We're going to talk a little bit more about that tick. But the way that she dropped bombs at this Love & Marriage DC reunion part two, we have to talk about. And we also have to talk about the sneak peek that Own gave us of season 8 of Love & Marriage Huntsville that's coming in May. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. This is our weekly recap of Love & Marriage DC. But before we even get into that, be sure to like the video. Be sure to subscribe. It is a subscribers only live chat. Be sure to vote in our live chat poll. And more information on everything Kempire, including the Kempire After Dark tour and our sponsor, will be available in the description. Okay, so let me just, first, before we even get into Love & Marriage DC, I did want to apologize for yesterday's recap of the sneak peek into season 8 of Love & Marriage Huntsville, because I got a very critical part of the sneak peek mixed up. First of all, y'all already know my intention is never to clickbait you, to bamboozle you, and I always really do try to do my research. But I also am very transparent with you guys. I don't pay a lot of attention to everything that's happening offline. If it isn't said on the show, I really don't have a lot of background when it comes to what's going on over in Huntsville. Besides some of like the major things like, you know, Martell getting locked up, or if they do certain interviews, like if Melody does an interview, if Martell does an interview, if main characters, or there's some big legal thing, someone is spotted on Crime Stoppers. Lord. But I do want to apologize and clarify and just update you guys in regards to those that may have seen the previous video. So season 8, I also got that wrong, but that's not my fault. I'm going to blame Own because even Love & Marriage DC, the season that we're watching technically is season 2, but they've now labeled it season 3. And if you've been watching Love & Marriage Huntsville for a long time, we've been very confused with the seasons. Even Own is confused with their seasons. Sometimes they will label an episode from a previous season, and that's why we can't find it in our DVR. But Mercury's in retrograde, so it explains why all these things are happening with my brain. So I wanted to clarify some information that we talked about in the Love & Marriage Huntsville sneak peek. So be sure to check that out for the other stuff that happens in that, because I'm not going to go through that. So I wanted to clarify, in the sneak peek, I was telling you guys about Destiny, aka Dusty. You guys call her that. I'm calling her that for fun. But you did update me and you gave me cliff notes, which I appreciate. You guys gave me cliff notes on Moses. So Moses, I want to clarify, is not Destiny's ex-husband. Destiny's ex-husband is LeBarrick. But you know, every time we would recap Love & Marriage Huntsville, I referred to him as the Chicken Man, because that's what y'all were calling him. So I mixed it up because, you know, when they were showing the picture, they were like, oh, and this is the ex. And so it really confused you guys, and it confused me, apparently. So I wanted to clarify, Moses, that's going to be on this season allegedly has had a long-term relationship with Destiny. And some of you said, I can't verify this information, but some of you, more than one or two or three or four or 10 of you said that apparently Destiny had a very long relationship with him. And apparently, allegedly, at certain points, maybe one or both of them were married. I don't know for fact. I just want to put that out there. You guys have been saying this in the Cliff Notes, updating me on who Moses is. So Law, the child that Destiny has, is with LeBaric, a.k.a. the Chicken Man, not Moses, who's on the show now and is now married to Sunny, who was a producer or may still be a producer of Love and Marriage Huntsville. She was actually the producer that worked with Destiny. So now you just the fact that I'm explaining this to you guys, you can see where I could have got confused, especially when I'm talking about other hot topics and other shows, and I barely even like this particular one. So you see where I got confused, right? You forgive me, please. It's okay. No, I'm not perfect. I know I'm a Taurus, but usually we are perfect. It's Taurus season. Who's celebrating a birthday? Happy belated birthday. Happy birthday to anyone celebrating a birthday. And bye-bye, Aries. Taurus season now. I'm going to remind you every day. But I will say this about the Love and Marriage Huntsville sneak peek that we got. It was good. And some of you have been asking, Kempire, will you be doing call-ins? Will you be doing live shows and things like that in regards to Love and Marriage Huntsville? I will try. Because, look, it is the weekend. It is now getting warmer and it's beautiful outside. And I'm trying to live my best summer. Look, hot boy summer. I know it's not summer yet, technically, but still. But no, I will try and do, because the season, based off the sneak peek that they gave us over the weekend, it was pretty good. And there's a lot happening in the group. We have Melody and Martell and him getting locked up. Martell apparently may have had a relationship with Latricia, who's a new character, cast member on the show, full-time, because she's in the cast photo. So we have... Aren't she in the cast photo? No, I don't even think she's in the cast photo, but she's a part of the cast this season, okay? She's a part of the cast this season. But apparently she had a relationship with Martell. I'm not sure when we say relationship. They knew each other in high school. I don't know if they've doubled back in recent years after high school. I don't know, and I don't know if you guys even care. But I'm going to wait and see, because, again, off the trailer, even people that have washed their hands of Love and Marriage Huntsville, they were like, I might have to get back in. Even I was like, I'm willing to give it a try. Because, again, this is just a sneak peek. These aren't full episodes, so we shall see. If I could watch Love and Marriage DC and really trek through these last 13 episodes, we can do this with Huntsville, because I think Huntsville definitely will have a little bit more. Based on the trailer, Marceau, Tisha, what's your storyline? Tisha has beef with Nell? Don't care. Nell was the other woman when she was with Chris, but she didn't know it. They're talking about that. What else did they talk about in this trailer? For me, the biggest part of this trailer was the fact that Destiny's back, and I was wondering, how could Destiny be back? Obviously, she has some sort of storyline, and that storyline is with her ex-boyfriend, not ex-husband, LeBaric, a.k.a. the Chicken Man, but this is Moses. Also, the insinuation that possibly Martell and Destiny may have had something, that has been discussed before in the show, and now we're talking about how Law looks like him. If y'all don't know for sure, or here's the thing. If you know for sure, Destiny, that LeBaric is this child's father, this insinuation or... And again, this doesn't fall on Destiny based off the sneak peek. It's Martell that makes this comment, how Law looks like him. My thing is, I would tell production... And look, she doesn't have control in regards to that, but I'm like, you need to cut that out, because that is disrespectful to my ex-husband and the father of Law. Because I feel like if we are just being facetious, that's not cute. Especially in these reality world, social media streets, because people will run with that. And if there is no real truth to that, but people still believe that Martell and Destiny have had something over the years. I don't know if I really believe that. Yes, we know Martell is not the most credible and most reliable, most, committed person. I just don't know if I believe that happened with him and Destiny. But then I saw Moses and I said, well, maybe. I was like, maybe. You see how I pieced together, if you watch my recap from yesterday of the sneak peek, you see how I pieced together in my mind. I was like, yeah, Moses must be the father and he's just the ex-husband and da-da-da-da-da. All confused. All confused. It was my shoulder. Blame my shoulder. Any excuse is better than none. Guys, if you're just joining us, this is our weekly recap of Love and Marriage DC. But we were just telling you a little bit about the sneak peek that OWN revealed and released of Love and Marriage Huntsville. Huntsville looks good. Huntsville in season 8 looks good. I can't even be mad at it. I will be there, okay? Love and Marriage DC. So you know I've struggled this season to watch it, recap it. However, shout out to the DMV area because you guys showed me nothing but love and I know you want me to come back to your city and I want to. I loved being in DC and I want to come back. You guys deserve more in regards to reality television because I know there's a lot of great personalities in the DMV area that's not being highlighted on this show for whatever reason. I'm not involved in casting. I don't know what happened with casting or production. You deserve better than the cast that you got from Love and Marriage DC. I still will, and I will stand 10 toes down. I didn't love Ashley this season, and I see why she was reacting the way that she was reacting on social, because she knew how people were going to react to her based off this season. But I still think that she's great reality television. Joy and Clifton, maybe Clifton. Joy, not so much. Arena and Jamie, I appreciated Jamie and what he shared this season. But Arena trying to get activated this episode, this reunion, I have no idea why we had the majority of the top of this reunion, Ashley and Arena fighting. You guys really had no issues over the season. So it feels so out of left field that you're having this battle with each other. And I have to tell you, I was watching it with a headache. I was like, "Why?" First of all, Ashley, I was like, Ashley, calm down. This beef with Arena is not even worth it because you guys haven't had anything real beef. But then I'm like, wait a minute, though. We talked about this last week. Some of the digs that Arena was taking at Ashley when Ashley said, I never said Jamie was drinking. And then Arena made it about Ashley's drinking. It was sort of like, wait, she just defended your husband. And then you took a real dig at her and her drinking. Only for her to do it again in part two, talking about what Ashley's assistant allegedly said about Ashley always being drunk and not being around to take care of her children. And I said, and Arena said that she only said that to defend the fact of what was said on social media between Jamie and Ashley's assistant. Ashley did bring a good point. She said when things played out on social media with little Jamie, she reached out to the Tylers directly. She didn't do anything on social media. She reached out to them directly. I was like, points were made. And remember when we talked about it, I was like, I have to give Ashley credit. That was very mature. Instead of doing this whole social media back and forth, I think it's also because at the time she valued her friendship with the Tylers. And she also, and I'm sure she still loves little Jamie. But, you know, everyone has already said, Jamie, since this show started, you've been social media just everywhere. Everywhere in the comment section, from Instagram to Twitter, Jamie's been there. He's retired, so he has time, okay? Anyways, but she takes that dig, and I was just like, you've gone too far. Like, these types of digs, Arena, you can't come back from. You can't. That's the thing about reality television that people want. They want to be able to have the conflict and they want to have the resolution. You can't come back from certain comments like this. Some people believe you can because we've seen worse on reality television, Real Housewives, where these things happen and people say some of the most terrible things that you could ever say to someone and they come back from that. I just don't think Ashley's ever going to forgive you because very much like I just said this yesterday in the other video, very much like how Tauruses are, when we're done, we're done. Scorpios are the same. when they're done, they are done. And you could already tell, because literally when Carlos tries to resolve something between Arena and Ashley, she's like, no, we're done. Even Carlos is shook. He clutched his pearls like, what? Oh, all right. I guess we're just going to move on. She's done. And I feel like there's so much more, very much like we were talking about with the Joy and Clifton situation and with Ashley. There's more, I feel like, that we're not seeing. Well, I forgot to mention at the top of this reunion, there was that almost physical situation between Clifton and Quick. At first, I was like, you know, Quick ain't going to do nothing. Quick's just puffing out his chest. Well, according to Quick, and this is why context is important, in part two, Quick's like, I've seen this man multiple times in real life, and he's never said anything to me. But he's going to wait to come on camera where there's security and production to act and puff out his chest. And I said, oh, wait a minute. Sidebar, for those that don't know, we talk about Below Deck on Tuesday Takeover. And Carmen was on our friends over at DJ Richie Sky's YouTube channel, and she revealed that she was going to be on Below Deck. So I did see it. Carmen, I saw you on Below Deck. That's one of my favorite shows to recap. And we talked about you and your man clapping. And when I say clapping, y'all can use your imaginations what I'm referring to. I'm not talking about the actual clapping. With y'all windows wide open, the poor crew didn't want to go past your room. And Joy and Clifton are also on this trip as well. I really feel like Below Deck is losing it this season. I think they really have brought in people to stir things up. And Carmen, I don't believe you know any of those other people besides Joy and Clifton. And that random gay guy that they brought on the show, I feel like I've seen him on Below Deck before, or maybe I saw him on some other reality show. It felt like it was pre-produced. I say all that to say, I wanted to mention that for those that may have missed it, because we do talk about Below Deck, a part of our Tuesday Takeover, where we cover a bunch of hot topics and reality television. So you can check out my more thoughts on Below Deck and the crossover that we got with Love and Marriage DC. So at the top of this reunion, we have that fight. Who cares? So Joy and Ashley revisit the Christmas party. This Christmas party, it's almost 2 years. Come the end of this year, it'll be almost 2 years since that Christmas party. So it feels so redundant. But this reunion was filmed like a year ago, too. So it feels redundant. Are we going back to talk about this? Ashley says, again, her biggest issue was the fact that Joy didn't come up to her when she came into the house, into her home. And Joy was like, well, I spoke to this one, that one, production, blah, blah. She said, but you didn't come up to me. And I was just like, I mean, I can't argue with that. But at the same time, I can't argue with either one of them because I feel like, Then they revisit the whole basketball game and what happened there. Okay, I'm tired of this. But I will say this. I was like, wow, Ashley threw production under the bus. She was like, it was production's fault why things played out the way that they played out at that basketball game and why it continued for the rest of the season. Only for Carlos King to remind us that he's the creator and the executive producer and the head of Kingdom Reign. Fine. But he agreed with Ashley, but then he said, we can't hold production to why this continued for how many more weeks after the basketball game. They revisit the whole Clifton leaning in. Did he not lean in? Okay. And then Ashley brings up the fact that other cast members from Ready to Love threw him under the bus and says he likes to fight with women because he did it on that show. For those that watched Ready to Love that season, do you agree? I'm so tired of talking about this. Can you tell? Like, for me, the first part of this reunion wasn't as interesting as the last part. Okay? Let me just make sure I cover what I want to talk about in the first part, though, before I get to the juicy stuff. Hold on. Okay. Oh, Arena, you are... Okay, let me start with something nice. Arena... And Jamie, you look nice. The lighting for this reunion was terrible, but okay, you guys always look very nice. All right? You seem like a very nice couple. I really appreciate what Jamie has shared this season. But you pulling out the D, Ashley's friendship D, and then giving it to Winter, and then Winter's just like, why are you making these snarky remarks about me being up Ashley's you-know-what? And I'm... I've been really neutral here. I haven't chosen a side. But apparently, Arena feels like, well, right now, if you follow them on social media, you know, I try not to keep up with everything on social media between these casts. But I do hear things that, yes, Winter is pretty upset with the Tylers, okay? Because Winter heard, like I heard from people in the DMV about Arena and Jamie's relationship. So they've been having their issues. They've been having their issues on social media, all right? Speaking of Winter... So, you know, Winter did an interview with Queen Sheba. I know a lot of you have been talking about it since then, which has subsequently led for everyone to be dragging Carlos this week. I mean, he's used to it at this point. But it's a reminder to all of you guys, I'm very light on Carlos. Like, we make our comments and stuff like that, but I feel like I'm light. Because in comparison, because the way y'all been dragging Carlos on all media platforms, like, I haven't watched everything chapter and verse. I just see the thumbnails, and I'm like, oh, okay, wow. Everyone's coming for Carlos this week because a lot of people are criticizing Carlos. You talk about uplifting women, even though we talk about that. And I'm like, really? I mean, the way that you know, the way that you produce women on reality television, it's not a safe space. You know, he said that before. Like, I try to create a safe space for women, black women. And I'm just like, I don't know about that. Well, some people are, not some people, a lot of people are slamming him for what Winter revealed. I mean, she wouldn't reveal specifics, but she basically said that people on Love & Marriage DC were paid less than $2,500 per episode. She also revealed that the reason why sometimes these seasons are like 6B instead of like a new season is so that they don't have to pay you for like a new contract. So I wonder with season three, because remember, this season three that we just got of Love & Marriage DC technically was supposed to be part two of season two, but they waited so long. I guess, I wonder, I don't know if Winter revealed this in the interview, whether or not they had to renegotiate their contracts because this was a new season. I don't know. That would be a really great question to ask. Ashley, I know you watch. Can you let me know? Tweet me, DM me, whatever. So we can talk about it in part three. Or Winter. Hey, Winter. And I appreciate Winter's transparency. And Winter has already said she's not returning. But now I'm like, no, Winter, I think I need you to go back. Maybe. We'll see after part three. We'll see after part three. All right. I guess we can... I don't want to talk about anything else besides Winter. Shirella and Black come out. They look great. Yusha comes out.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.
Winter refuses to sit next to Yusha, so she goes to the crowd, Ashley and Quick. Quick, okay, I tweeted this. Quick looks so checked out. Go rewind the tape. Go rewind the tape because, oh, sidebar. All right, I have so much on my mind that I want to say about part two. I think part two was good. If I had to rate part two, I'm going to give it 8.5. Hey, 8.5 over at Beverly Hills. So Quick, Arena believes that Ashley is jealous of her friendship with Joy, and which has caused issues between them. And she says that she thinks that Ashley's jealous because they're hanging out as couples, but Quick is always working. So that's why she's jealous, because she doesn't have that. So that's when Quick wakes up, because literally while she's saying this, Quick is sitting in his chair, leaned back, looking so uninterested. He's probably thinking, I could be making money somewhere else right now. He's probably thinking, the chump change, the $2,500 we're getting paid for this, I can make doing something for less time. Because remember, when they film reunions, it's pretty much all day. It's more than a 9-to-5. I'm not sure for Love & Marriage. I know for Real Housewives, sometimes it's like a 12, 13-hour day. All right. So we say all that to say, Yusha, Shirella, and Black come out. Shout out to Shirella. Shirella has lost 55 pounds. That is not easy. That is not easy, so I want to take a moment. And you look fantastic, Shirella. And I still want to see Shirella. Okay, if we're revamping this group next season, Shirella needs to come back. All of you in the DMV, because you know our DMV sources are thick. Y'all say that Shirella is the DMV. She needs to be on this show. And I'm sure she could bring other people that need to be on this show. But I also like Shirella's personality. And I feel like Shirella is very real. I can also see Shirella and Ashley having a good time and that being enjoyable for the audience. Because this season, it wasn't that enjoyable to watch. Like, we had a couple of little moments, but overall, not really. Guys, if you're just joining us, this is our weekly recap of Love and Marriage DC. If you're part of the replay crew, be sure to like the video, subscribe, and also don't forget, you can take us on the go by downloading our podcast, Kempire, on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating because those ratings really do matter. Very much like how you like us on YouTube, rating us on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify helps to open us up to other audiences that have no idea who Kempire is. And I know some of you are like, who doesn't know Kempire? Plenty of people, billions, okay? I don't take that for granted. Like, I want us to grow our community of like-minded, but also people that have free thought. That's the one thing that's great about our community. We don't always agree, but we are very respectful with how we disagree. And I think that is so important with the community that we're building. So be sure to share and tell your friends to tell a friend, all right? And don't forget, Kempire After Dark live tour is here. We're coming to Boston. We're coming to Atlanta. We're coming to Nashville. We're coming to Seattle. And just announced an all-new show. Because for those of you that came to our New York City show, please understand, it's Pride Month. All new Hot Topics. All new shows. It's going to be different. So come to our new show. More information on our new Kempire After Dark and New York City show for Pride Month will be on June 21st. So get your tickets today if you haven't already. All right. And for those that won't, like, if I'm not coming to your city, okay, sorry, St. Louis. Sorry, Detroit. At least not right now. At least not right now. And if you want to experience the Kempire After Dark live show, there is a live stream option for the New York City show. But also this, again, if you want me to talk about certain things, because let's say I do a Detroit show. By the time I get to Detroit, whatever we talked about in New York might not even be relevant. Maybe you want to hear about what we talked about in New York City. Every Kempire After Dark show is so different. It's so different. And for those that have been to all of them, Joe, been to all of them. You know, it's a very different experience. It's a very different experience. Anyways, I say all that to say. Let's talk about Winter. So Shirella Black and Yusha come out. Winter does not want to sit next to Yusha. She goes to sit next in the middle of Ashley and Quick. Eventually, Quick gets up to sit with Yusha because, like, this is tight. Like, this is uncomfortable. But the way that Winter drops bombs. I was like, wait a minute. What? So we already know that, I've already told you guys this. It's so funny. During the season, I said, why is Winter bringing this man on the show? Like, I feel like it's too new. It's too soon to bring this man on the show. And Winter basically says that this man told production that he wanted to feature his brand. And she felt like he was using her to be on the show. Okay, rewinding back a little bit. Remember, she told Yusha that she loved him first. And she says, and I quote, he said, thank you for sharing that with me. I'm going to let you stand on that.
MC.
I'm going to let you stand on that. Here's the thing. I'm going to defend Yusha in regards to his response. I don't think I would have said it like that. But I can respect the fact that he was not in that place, so he didn't want to say it then. And I think that's important because I think sometimes people feel like they just want to say it in response after it's been said to them, even though they're not ready, which causes issues down the line. You told me you love me, and you really didn't. But of course, there's always a way of saying things. But maybe that's just Yusha's way of saying things, all right? Winter even said that he's fake deep. She says he's as deep as a puddle. She said he's as fake as he said, she said he's as deep as a puddle. All right. All right. So Winter says the turning point in their relationship for her was the fact when Yusha basically did not back up Black in the whole Joy situation. And she's like, that's your friend of like over 10 years. If you're going to do that to them, what are you going to do to me? And we've only been dating for like 120 days. I mean, she's got some points. But I will say this, though, because how we were introduced to Winter and she was with that man. You remember that man that was living in the basement and she didn't know? I feel like, Winter, you do move a little quickly in your relationships. I do feel like you move a little quickly, even though based off the timeline that you've given us in regards to when you told him that you loved him, I don't think that is too soon. But based off your history, I do feel like you have a little bit of a something when it comes to men, the relationship coach. Sidebar, one of the other things that she said in that recent interview was that she had told them that she wanted them to change her name on the show because, you know, she's not married to that man anymore and she wanted to be under Harris. And she accuses production of not doing that. However, I believe during the reunion, they did put her as Harris. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you will. I believe so, though. I can't remember every single detail, y'all. Come on now. I am a man of a particular age, and I'm about to celebrate a new birthday come next month. All right. Okay. So here are some other things. So not only did Winter, you know, talk about their relationship and how he responded, she also mentions that he was prodding production to feature his brand. And production told Winter. And apparently, Yusha even admitted to Winter, like, yeah, I would like for them to feature my brand and blah, blah, blah. And then she also pointed out that he wanted to put his socks. I guess that's his brand. Okay. There's so many socks in it. Robert Kardashian still has socks out there in Macy's or somewhere. Everybody just coming out with socks. Maybe the socks are good. Anyways. So Yusha is like, he wants to put the socks in a gift bag on the show. And production's like, no, we can't because we haven't featured it yet. And they never featured it. At least I don't think they did. No, they didn't. They did feature it. So she just felt like it wasn't working out with him. And then we find out that he was also trying out to be on Ready to Love. I told you. I called it. I felt like this is too soon to bring this man on the show. It felt a little performative. But not only was he auditioning to be on Ready to Love, we find out, allegedly, I don't have to say allegedly, I guess you should have told this to Winter. Yeah, he did. He admitted it. That they didn't feel like he was a good fit for Ready to Love because his only match, you know, on there was Joy. Joy. Clifton never heard that. This was the first time that Clifton heard this. That is awkward. And Winter's just like, yeah, you didn't need to tell me that. He's like, we were getting to know each other. And I just felt like, you know, I wanted to be open and honest with you. Sir, it never happened. Joy is married to someone else. Look, I'm a strong believer. Yes, you want to be open and honest in a relationship, but I also believe you don't have to tell your partner everything. I don't believe that. Like that, you could have kept to yourself. That you could have take to the grave, because there was no point. It never happened for you and Joy, unless you wanted it to happen for you and Joy, and you just wanted to put it out there. Hoo-cha, that was some stuff. Okay, Winter, where the hell was that nail file? Because here's the thing, Winter wasn't sitting in that chair before. So did she have that in her bosom? But I wish the camera was still on her when she pulled out the nail file. Because she really did not want to let him speak. But she was like, fine, let him speak. I'm going to file my nails. Performative, but I have to say, it was funnier than Arena pulling out the D and giving it to Winter. I will say that. It to me, it was like, oh, okay, Winter. Is it too late for Winter to come back? Do you want to see Winter come back? Who do you want to see come back next season? Look, although I don't believe the Tylers are being authentic 100%, they have given us some moments that I think were important to share on this show. I really would like to see Irina and Ashley get to a better place because it looked like they were forming a real friendship. However, some of those digs that Irina took at this reunion, I'm not going to say it's unforgivable, but it's hard. Look, it's hard. At least for me. I'm like, you accuse me of being a drunk and a bad mother. Basically, I know she didn't say it like that, but basically you accusing me of being a drunk and a bad mother. And a bad boss. Got my assistant scrubbing and taking care of my kids while I'm drunk. Lord, Lord. So Shirella chimes in regards to Yusha and if she believes Yusha was using Winter on the show. So there's a moment of silence. So Carlos is like, your silence is saying you kind of did think that. Shirella says that she believes that it was kind of both. She knows a lot about their relationship. Remember, Shirella and Black were the ones to introduce Winter to Yusha. See, that's where you get in trouble. I'm glad that they haven't allowed that to ruin their friendship, but that's where it can get in some trouble. Anyways, so Shirella believes that Yusha really did have feelings for Winter, but she also believes that Yusha wanted to use this opportunity on television to launch his brand. Do I think there's anything wrong with that? I don't think there's anything wrong with that from a business perspective, but if I was Winter, I would feel away and I wouldn't want to be with Yusha. Anyone else? I wouldn't. Like, I'm all about everyone hustling. This is a platform. Thousands and thousands of people are watching this show, and possibly being on this show could help launch my brand. I can't blame him for that. But at the same time, although I would want to do that on this show, I would fear if I really had feelings for this other person that they would think what Winter thinks of Yusha. But I already told you I kind of felt that way of Yusha, the fact that he would come on this show and their relationship was so new. Carlos did pose a question to Winter, though. Well, some people might say you use Yusha because the show is called Love and Marriage. And she was like, no, I had someone else I could have chosen. I don't know. I don't know if I believe that, Winter. I do believe on some level you probably did feel as if, yeah, you know, I need something. I need to be a storyline. I need to be full time. This helps. And it does. It does. But Winter, you really, for me, Winter was the MVP at this reunion. What about you guys? Did you watch part two of the Love and Marriage DC reunion? Oh, 8.5 for me, maybe a 9. After recapping and thinking about everything that came out. Joy and Clifton. Woo, woo, woo. Woo, woo, woo. I mean, this is part two and we're not even thinking about you guys. Really? Anyways. Guys, have you liked the video yet? Have you subscribed? It is a subscribers only live chat and we have that all the time. And shout out to our channel members. We appreciate their support on a weekly basis here as well. To become a channel member, head on over to teamkempire.com/join. And don't forget, more information on the Kempire After Dark tour is available in the description. And again, I apologize for our Love and Marriage Huntsville mishap. Okay. However, look, I have the season to catch up and you guys will call in and give me all the details and remind me, no, this is who this one is. This is what this was said. And I appreciate you guys. It takes a village. I can't remember everything. Again, I'm a man of a particular age. That doesn't mean anything. I got the memory of an elephant. All right, fine. I made mistakes. I'm imperfect. God forbid. God forbid. Anyways, guys, was there anything else that I want to say about Love and Marriage DC? I'm looking for the part three. Remember last week I was like, a part three? Wrap it up in part two. Oh, no. Let's get to part three. I think part three will be good. And then we can wrap it up. And I hope that we can make some shifts. I do want now a Love and Marriage DC new season. I think they deserve a new season. I don't know if we should move forward with this exact cast. We already know Winter's gone. I'm not 100% sure that Ashley's going to come back. I think Ashley should because Ashley really mixes and mingle in this area. Shirella, I need her to come back maybe full time. I'm sure she would love to be full time. I want to see more of what's going on with her. I think she's also going to be more entertaining in the fun that we did not get in season three, season 2B. Not 2B. Anyways, guys, did you like the video yet? I've been waiting. Like, you know, I've been vamping this entire time, hoping that you would like the video. Why do people watch videos for this long and not like the video? That's weird. But okay, thanks for watching. Anyways, y'all, I will see you all in the next one. Bye. Bye. Miss American Pie.
Thanks for tuning in to Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Podcast. As always, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. And for everything Kempire Radio, head on over to KempireRadio.com.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.